Time now to dive into the business world in Saskatchewan. I'm joined by our business analyst, Paul Martin. And Paul, we're talking today about capital investment and how it helps build the economy. And by what you're telling me today, we're doing a pretty good in that area.
Yeah, we really are. And, you know, over the years, you and I have talked about sort of economic upswings and down cycles. And we're currently in an upswing. And if you, there are some who have a theory that Saskatchewan works on a 15-year cycle, 7 years up, 7 years down, and we're in the upside of it and probably the midpoint. And what happens in the center point of that up cycle is you get this sort of new trend emerging. And it goes from, normally we talk about when the Saskatchewan economy is performing well, for example, it's because the price of oil is high or the price of grain is high or strong demand for potash and, or, you know, we had a big crop. It's all about income. It's, you know, how much grain did we grow and what's the price? That's an income measurement. And if you're an accountant, you would put that on the income statement. But on the capital side, when you have investment, that fits on the balance sheet. So it's on the other part. In a personal context, it's about your net worth. So what happens is we get the economy chugging along. Grain prices are good and potash is good. And then the world starts to say, hey, that economy is performing and those businesses are performing well. Let's invest in them. And so that's when the capital starts to flow. It takes a couple of years to kind of set the track record that everybody notices you're doing well. Then the big money starts to flow. So the big one we know, of course, is Jansen. That's, you know, the biggest potash mine in the world. And it's attracting over an extended period of time, probably in the neighborhood of $25 billion. But it's not the only one going on up there. We've got Foran up in the Flin Flon area building a mine that's going to be, well, copper, gold, zinc, a few products that are coming out of there. They're also touting that as the first carbon neutral mine. And so it's kind of interesting. And they're in the ground up there. They've started a lot of site work and doing a ramp to dig into, you know, down to the ore body and that kind of stuff. We've seen the stuff going on in the far north in the Athabasca Basin around uranium. It's, you know, there's just an enormous amount of activity going on. But we're also seeing the Canola Crush operations being built. And you can see where I'm going with this is that as things start to move, you get industry and companies starting to invest in the province. And the reason this is significant is it creates a lot of jobs, especially during construction, but it actually adds to the net worth of the province. So think of it this way. It doesn't really matter what the price of potash is. Once you've built the mine, it's built. You never unbuild a mine if the price goes down. So that's why I say these are. This is a metric we like to track because it is the way you build the economic foundation. You build the base and you bring more capital in. And you want to have a jurisdiction that can attract capital because, hey, we're a small population. We can't fund this ourselves. We need to bring in outside capital. And the stuff we do is, you know, big numbers are involved in it, and we need to bring in this kind of capital. So right now, probably $14, $15, $16 billion worth of projects on an annual basis that are bringing funding into the province. It's fairly significant.
He's our business analyst, Paul Martin. Paul, thanks so much for this, and we'll chat again soon.